Listener warning, everything about this podcast is offensive and often stupid.
Wisconsin, it's a podcast, it's bad. Guys, games and beer. Yeah, that's an...
Actually, I'm
good with that, because that's going to go really good with tonight's beer.
That's a nice little segue there. Good job, Robert.
That is actually a good opening for tonight's beer.
We don't usually do those.
We should do beer cart.
Oh. I was going to ask if the beers were going to explode. Have they settled? I heard there was a
mistake. I'm not going to make any guarantees that the beers won't explode. We did have a little accident on the way out of the car.
Tom.
I lost one, too, which is even a bigger set of crime. Okay, let's start beer court.
This week on Beer Court.
Well, seeing as we're talking about something that's bad, we are doing a Three Sheeps. We've done Three Sheeps in the past, and we are going to do another one. This one's got a kind of, as you know, Three Sheeps is a Wisconsin brewery. This one has a nice Wisconsin feel. It's the Real Cool Water Slides Indian Pale Ale by Three Sheeps. For those of you unfamiliar with Wisconsin, we have water slides. Holy shit, we have water slides.
America's largest water park.
We pretty much have a whole area dedicated to water slides. It's called the Wisconsin Dells. Now, the Wisconsin Dells is this great, beautiful, natural area with beautiful glades and dells. And everybody goes inside and stays at fucking water parks. Inside water parks nowadays,
During the summer. During the summer, they go to Noah's Ark.
But... Right, the outside water parks, when they have all this natural beauty and these really cool things around them. All right, so let's see if we shook this up too much. Let me read the description first. So this particular one is a gold medal winner at the Great International Beer Fester.
What up, Uncle Fester?
Wait a minute. We dry hopped the bejeebers, that's a good Wisconsin word, out of this beer, resulting in an aromatic hop forward but well balanced IPA. Floral citrus flavors reign supreme.
Oh boy, there's a floral flavor.
You might want to take your time on this one.
Yeah, I'm more concerned about the dry hop the bejeebers out of it.
No, this is
no slow.
Very,
don't go over your computer.
No, today's
very slow.
Today's defendant is
You fool!
Solo it down. Chuck that down. Buddy.
I got that without missing a drop.
That's a propose.
Oh, look at that! Without missing a drop.
Just yeah, be ready. Set it out. It's just, gonna...
just be ready.
This week's beer is.
Ooh.
Guilty of terrorism is being
just go for it and stick it in your mouth.
Like
you haven't heard that before.
Put it in your mouth.
Mm. Oh, it's not that bad. His didn't even go over the
top.
All
right.
Because I let my ear out.
Oh, Travis.
I let my ear out too, but.
Mixed all the computers.
He looks worried.
We don't need to lose another one, Rob.
Swallow.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And it's on my leg.
Oh.
No, it's on my... I didn't like it. It's on my
you
leg.
Said that before.
I done peed myself. I don't like that at all.
You don't?
No.
Whoo!
That's just the foam.
Whoo!
It's still... There's enough hop in there to kill a horse.
And they weren't kidding. It is hoppy.
Jesus Christ.
I don't like that.
It's hoppy.
Are you sure it's not a double IPA?
No, they are just saying it's an IPA.
No, it's a bejeebers IPA.
Oh, yeah.
That's hoppier than a Shetland pony.
Well, this last one will be safe for
me. That is bitter.
It's not for me. That's not for me at all.
Oof. Well, I generally like hop.
It tastes what I imagine that, like, bad coffee grounds smell like.
That's
well, we've had
leftovers and stuff in a leftover coffee filter.
After just sits there all night.
Yeah. It gets a little sour.
Oh, I guess I can make this.
I'm sure it's good to somebody who enjoys hops, but it is not for me.
I agree. It's a little hoppy for me and I'm not a big hoppy fan either, so.
Yeah.
I did not read the part that it was a dry hop the bejeebs out of when I picked it up. I just thought, hey, really cool water slides. Sounds like a neat name. I'm not gonna lie.
This is a niche beer. Again, if you're a hophead, go for it.
probably enjoy it.
Yeah, for a hophead, I would say yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's all on the front end.
I don't mind IPAs.
I don't.
I really well, don't, here's the second one.
No.
No takes backsies.
You gonna try a little bit so you can see what it's like? You.
Oh, I can. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to poison him to death.
I know he's not. I know he's trying to avoid alcohol right now, but just a little bit.
He's only killed 2 staff mates so far, so.
Well, again.
Oh, it's not quite as bad as you guys were like.
No, it's hoppy. I've had hoppier. But generally, they label an IPA hoppier. Down or just middle?
It's leaning towards down.
It's leaning towards down. All right, Rob, how about you?
I'm a hop.
I'm all right with it. Now, I'm not a hop head. I don't think it's overly hopped. It's hoppier than a standard IPA, and definitely probably better for a hop head. Mike?
I've had better.
Yeah, I'm going to go middle.
All right, well, the general consensus, did you try a little bit? And what do you think? Okay, so we got three middle, one down, two up. All right.
All right, three sheeps. I find you guilty of bestiality and terrorism in that it did explode in my mouth like a sheep should not.
And of being Welsh.
I'll find you guilty of that, too, so... guilty. And I'll drink you anyway, but
you know it's.
I'm gonna make bitter beer face while I'm doing it.
Yeah, you're gonna get a bitter beer face with this one tonight, I think. Yeah.
I like Pabst Light because it tastes a little less like Pabst.
All right, Rob, what's the real topic tonight?
No, that's it. That was it.
We're done. Episode's over.
Bye, everyone.
So, most gamers have a couple of old consoles sitting in their closet. That Game Boy they abandoned, that Nintendo that's no more, that Dreamcast that's just collecting dust. Well, we're going to give you some reasons to bust those out of the closet, just like we did. That didn't sound real good, did it?
No.
No.
Sorry about that. But, yeah, excited about this, actually. It's games to get your console out of the closet for. It's kind of a... Given the post this week on Facebook, it's kind of a questionable. Should we just say Choaniki is a game you should pull your
console out for? Yeah. Just pull that console out. So no. So now when we say that, when we say that, when Rob says,
there we go.
Most gamers should pull their console up for. Everyone at this table has real issues and has more than a few old consoles already sitting out. Rob. Rob.
No, what are you talking about?
So
perfectly new gen.
But yeah. there are certain games that get the original experience, and not that you can't play almost everything we're probably gonna talk about emulated on some system or another or a newer version of, but there are just some games that you wanna get and play the way it was meant to be played on the original hardware to get the original feel. And so that's kind of what we're gonna be talking about tonight. Who wants to go first on this one?
Okay, I will. I mean, and I'm gonna start with a preface. I honestly think that it's old enough that we can start considering it, but I'm gonna go with a PlayStation 2 game.
That's
probably in a lot of.
No, that's old enough. That's old enough.
It's officially over 15 years.
Yeah, that's old enough.
And it's to play Dokapon Kingdom, because that game is just damn good. You can play it on Wii too as well, but again, it's way cheaper on the PS2. You can get it for like $35. And it's well worth it. Again, it's a game that is like Mario Party, but if you are more evil. So instead of playing minigames, you are on a board, and you go around this board. Instead of playing minigames, you fight monsters and level up an RPG character. So you take that RPG character, you fight monsters, you level up, get new equipment, get new jobs and skills, and then you start capturing towns, and the goal is to basically take these kingdoms and then make money. But your friends can also do that, so you can take them back and forth from each other. You can play with computers, or you can play with friends, and I highly recommend you play with friends, because it's just way more hilarious that way. And I think on the back of the cover, it legitimately describes itself as the friendship-ruining game. So, it's... There are plenty of great games on the PS2, and I'm sure many people who have game collections have their PS2 already set up, because it's just such a great library for it, but
If you don't specifically dig it up to play that game, because it's a hell of a lot of fun, and it's a great way to just spend an afternoon or a whole day if you want, like get some friends together with some beers and just play that, because there's no better way. There really is.
Is that one of those games that needs a multi-tap?
You can play with just two controllers. You actually do four players on one controller and just hand it off.
Okay.
It's turn-based, so you can set up a multi-tap and do up to four controllers if you want. But otherwise, you can do like two players and then switch off, you know, between the two controllers. Or you can do one controller with all four players. You can do it however you want. It's kind of nice that way.
That's a good call. I like that. The PS2 is old. 15 years back, video game console-wise, is forever
ago. We're getting old.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
My first legit console I ever bought by myself.
Was the PS2?
Yeah.
All right, so see that? Shows you just how old it is, guys. All right, how about you, Mike? What you got?
I am going to go with the Nintendo, and I'm going to go with Super Mario Bros. 3.
Ooh.
One of the best games of all time!
Yeah, it really is. You know, that made us, I think, when we did our top 10 show, that was up in that list of ones to get.
That's a lot best of people's
get the,
top 10s.
Best get the NTSC version, because I think it saves, doesn't it?
Ooh, I do not
Japanese
know.
Japanese version does not.
Mm-hmm. I don't think the US version does. Not to the world.
None of them save at all. Yeah. I'm going to let you know that right now. So once you hit reset, you're fucked.
Yeah.
When you get to world, the SNES.
Wasn't there some guy who left it on for like 20 years with that game running or something like that?
No, that was like some tactical simulator, some really like weird
game. Yeah, you're right. Only in the SNES All-Stars version, yeah.
Yeah, that's Super Nintendo.
Right.
Yep. Which I think is like one of the games where it's like started like spiking up in difficulty besides like, you know, like two or like the lost levels.
Yeah, I mean, plus every like 80s and 90s kids has those memories of like, all right, you know, playing it with a cousin or you know, sibling or whatever. Like,
I was going to bring that up. I used to play it with my cousin.
The Januki suit, come on,
everybody
from
the
80s Frog suit,
have that memory, you know?
The it's Big World.
Such a cultural phenomenon that...
The Big World, the Tanuki suit, everything about that, Boss Bass.
Yeah, no, it had
it was such a pretty game too.
Right, graphically beautiful, a lot of new types of gaming introduced on that.
Soundtrack. Then fuck it, go get the Famicom version because it's way cheaper.
And the soundtrack of that was pretty.
I need to buy a Famicom and.
Yeah.
They're
cheaper. I think most people.
They're cheaper than us.
Yeah,
actually.
Or you get Famicom clone and play it with some really lousy controllers.
Fun fact, still never beaten that game.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
I get to the always.
Well, see, now you have a challenge.
Yep, I always get to the really fast airship level and I always.
That one kills me.
Yeah, that one kills me.
I only made it through because my cousin carried me.
All right, Ryan, how about you?
For me, I always. Since a lot of other systems get mentioned, I always have my 3DO that I gotta pull out, and for me it's Road Rash.
I knew it! I knew it! The minute you said 3DO, I was like, yeah, Road Rash.
There's only like two games you can play on it.
Way more
that's
than two
wrong.
Games for 3DO. A lot of them are really bad, but...
Yeah, I was like, only two games worth playing on it.
Yeah, Hooters Road Trip on there, didn't you? You gotta bust out for that.
I don't have that one.
Gotta get it now.
PlayStation.
I already ordered it.
eBay, your job.
So when I first bought Road Rash, you know, it's a good racing game, and then like, because I had never played, I don't know who came out first with it, console wise, but because of the Road Rash had the like the songs and the soundtrack and like videos and stuff like that between the racing, and just the fact of like knocking the guys off the bikes. And just like, you know,
bust.
We turned it into like a party game. Like one guy would do a race and they hand it to the next guy, and somebody was always playing it.
I do remember on the 3DO and the PlayStation versions having they're really cheesy.
Action came out on
the Genesis. Oh, yeah, the action was.
The came out on the Genesis scenes. First. Sega Genesis.
Really?
Sega Genesis.
What year?
The series started on the Sega Genesis and made its way to various other systems over the years.
Okay.
It came out in 91 on the Genesis.
Yeah, so it was one of the. Few games
the first
I
time
bought.
I ever playing it was on.
I don't remember
on
it on the
Commodore
Genesis.
Amiga. I have it on the. I have.
I remember it on
I
the
have
Amiga.
Road Rash 1 and 2 on the Genesis.
Yep. Great game.
Yeah.
So I kind of got a little depressed when I went to somebody's house and they had a Genesis. I'm like, we're gonna play Road Rash, and I'm like, they pop it in, it comes up, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, well,
but that was
you played it on the 3DO.
Yeah, I was like, I've got this.
And you waited like 2 minutes for it to load. No big deal.
It was worth every minute.
But it was
with the 1X CD-ROM.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta start over again.
Yeah.
Ah, shit, it quit loading.
Oh. All right, Matt, how about you? What you got?
I have two, because I misunderstood the spirit of the topic before. So, one of the games that I've been meaning to, like, pull out at, like, an actual old console and play is Final Fantasy IX. On the PlayStation with an original DualShock. That's how I really want to play it. I don't have an original PlayStation. I don't have an original DualShock, so that doesn't seem very likely at this point. At least unless I get one of those, but I can pop it into my PS2 with my PlayStation memory card and it'll work.
That'll work.
But I just, I don't know. It's
just one doesn't of those feel games, the same.
Yeah, because of the, you know, without that, you know, CD-ROM loaded, like, you know it's time for you to, like, have a quick break while you're waiting for the next scene to load on that CD-ROM. It's just good fun to pull out a console and play one of those old RPGs, you know. Oh, it's time to switch discs again.
Yeah, I was
and the other one is I don't really have the hardware to be able to run this natively anymore. I doubt many people do, because it's a DOS game, one of my favorite games, Star Trek The Next Generation, a Final Unity, and that's one where I'll have to install a DOS emulator to run it,
because yeah.
Windows, like, I think Windows 8 it up and beyond, it does not run 16-bit code, and this is 16-bit code. It is. So, it won't run without emulation on any hardware that I have.
What is this group trying to play?
Like, the course of Final Fantasy, if you bring up a good point, though, like, something about those, like, old RPGs, it's very, like, almost Zen-like to play.
It's just true.
Like, there's nothing better than, like, getting up, like, at fucking 6 in the morning before anything else is going on, just fucking pop one of those in and just relaxing. Like, I do that with Chrono Trigger all the time. It's just, like, those old turn-based or, like, you know, story-based games are just a really, really nice way to unwind on, like, a weekend morning or something.
For sure.
Yeah. How about you, Rob?
I got a few, but I'm gonna just go with the reason why my Commodore 64 is still sitting on a table instead of in a closet somewhere. That would be Bruce Lee, damn it. Best fucking game ever, right? That was a really good call.
I
love that game. I cannot stop playing it even now. You need a real joystick.
How does it differ from Kung Fu?
Totally different. It's a side scroller where you, for some like reason.
Like Kung Fu, yeah.
Yeah, but you, for some reason, are collecting lamps.
Yeah, do you kick baddies like Kung Fu?
Yeah, you do. But it's way better.
You have the Bruce Lee.
I've never played Bruce Lee.
It's Bruce Lee. It's like, but
you're two for two for sounding like Kung Fu for the NES.
Yeah, except it was out first, so yeah.
Yeah.
So, totally, Kung Fu's a total rip-off of it. No, I don't think they're really that much alike, because I'm thinking Ye Are Kung Fu. That's probably why.
Yeah,
thinking the wrong game, which is a completely different game, but still great.
Which was another good karate game for.
Oh yeah, Commodore 64 had it too.
Commodore 64
had
ER as well. So.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. God, I played that in the arcade.
Yeah.
So drag your
The ER?
Yeah.
I had that. That's the stand up.
Yeah, you got it. Oh my God, it's great.
Doesn't work anymore. So now it's the 60-in-1.
I used to play the crap out of that at the movie theater.
Yeah.
I used to have it at the movie theater and just play the living hell out of that game. I loved it.
Now it kind of looks like Pitfall.
Graphic-wise, pretty much so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the mechanics are different.
But the graphics were at the level of the original Pitfall.
I'm looking at this, I'm like, okay, it looks kind of like Pitfall.
That's fun as hell, though, man.
The mechanics were really good, actually.
For a C64 game, it looks pretty good.
Yeah,
it was a really solid game.
Had to use the right joystick with it. You couldn't use your weak-ass joystick.
Because
you'd be jumping constantly.
Yeah, and you're constantly jamming to the one side,
Yeah, climbing up walls and shit here.
Yeah, no, it was really, really good.
You're like doing, like Diddy Kong, where you climb like in between each
other. It was kind of had that platform element to it as well.
Yeah, it had a little bit of platforming to it.
Because you had to jump and yank yourself up.
One of the first games I pirated, too.
Nice. So, you didn't hear that on the show.
Yeah, totally.
We never talk about pirating on the show.
When I was a kid. I think the statute of limitations has passed.
Okay, good. Then you're fine.
I call it iPatch. I don't call it pirating. I call it eye patch. Borrowing. I'm not talking about pirating.
I borrowed it from Data East.
That's the game.
There you go.
So you can do it from.
Well, I mean, sure.
You can play
but
on the internet.
I still have the goddamn CD-ROM. So I literally pop that into my machine and load up a DOS emulator. And there's actually a really slick DOS emulator.
I thought somebody remade that game.
No. No one remade it, which is a fucking shame, because it's a great game.
About Bruce Lee.
Maybe they did. I don't know.
Remake for the PC.
Yeah, it's called Kung Fu.
No, Bruce Lee. It's called Bruce Lee. No, that damn Kung Fu.
But there's
I don't like a Kung Fu.
There's a really slick DOS emulator that will literally just allow you to kind of natively install it and have it act like an application.
So,
that's pretty cool.
funnily enough...
Kung Fu Master, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Funnily enough, that also came out in 1984.
Right.
But I'm trying to find out exactly when Bruce Lee came out, because Kung Fu Master came out in December, so it probably came after.
I don't even think they're similar that much. I mean, they're not very similar.
Just going to bust Rob's balls.
I hope you're ready, Rob.
With your Diego mustache and your greasy hair.
Hanging low.
What did I say about ethnic slurs?
All right. Well, I actually have two as well, because I want to talk about consoles, but because I kind of kept it to consoles first, but then, you know me,
there's always like 30 Amigas.
The problem was in the early days, we weren't console gamers, we were computer gamers. So as far as console gaming goes, this takes more than just dusting off your old console. You have to dust off your old TV to go with it. Larry would have loved this. House of the Dead on the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
Was fucking perfect.
Yeah.
So if you ever played House of the Dead at the arcade,
there are machines still up.
I know there are, exactly. This is a perfect port of it. It plays flawlessly on the Dreamcast.
Dreamcast hardware was perfect for that type of shit.
It really was. And the Dreamcast guns were reasonably accurate and well made.
They were more than reasonably accurate. They were fucking great.
Yeah. So I just love that game.
And it's an experience you can't get on newer machines.
Right.
So it's true. You really
can't. It's just
like,
all right, you're going to have to dig out that old hardware. Get out a CRT. Or if you're really fancy, you know, get an LCD compatible Leica and fucking emulate that. But yeah, it takes some setup, but it's worth it because that's a cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved House of the Dead at the arcades, and that's why when it came out for the Dreamcast, I was just like a little girl giggling about that game. It was one of those games I would just play. It was a quarter year for me at the arcades. I would just feed.
Everyone's bad at
I sucked at it too.
It was made to be bad at.
But then when the Dreamcast version came out, and it is such a rock solid version of it. And again, the gun on the Dreamcast is beautiful. The Dreamcast, you know, one thing the Dreamcast did well was all their interfaces, whether it was the fishing controller or the maracas or
the microphone that lets you talk to Leonard Nimoy.
Right.
Yes.
Right?
Their interfacing was really good. It really was.
Fascinating.
But
it's dead and gone now, but you can still...
He lives forever in semen.
Yes, as a fish. Semen. His semen will be
not wrong.
But so that for if you want to dig on a console, again, your only issue is you got to get it. You really need to play it on a CRT. You just... That is always the issue. You have to dig out a decent CRT to play it on. Or old TV.
Like a boss.
Blah, blah, blah. Whatever you're going to do that way. But I've got it hooked up to an old CRT for doing that. And then I'm going to go and bring up MechForce, because one worth digging your... Again, if you're into the any kind of mech war game, this is fast.
We've talked about it a lot
at
of time
the best.
The
we
show.
Talk about it all With the good time.
Because it's the king.
It is worth buying an Amiga 500 for just to be able to play that game. Because as far as a solid simulation game that you can sit around with 80 of your friends and blast the fuck out of other mechs, it's brilliant. So, you know, and you, now that you can't, you can buy 500s cheap. You can probably get a 500 sub $100. It's worth spending that much just to play that one game. And yes, you can emulate it on all the emulation. I'm just saying, if you want the real feel, don't be a cheap ass and buy a fucking Amiga. All right? So, those are my two.
Not, especially now that it matters, seeing as they're making a real resurgence in the new hardware market.
Actually, have you seen that little...
Armiga.
That little one Amiga?
I don't think I have.
Our Amiga, thank you.
Yeah. It actually has the floppy drive.
Yes, they built it around a floppy drive, so it plays all your original floppies. I thought that was brilliant.
Wait,
I
isn't it like only like living this?
In the future? It looks like a floppy drive, basically, but it's got a full Amiga in it.
Yeah.
Miniaturize everything.
And they did. And then the price is pretty darn... I forget what the going price on that is, but it's not bad.
It's set like 179.
Yeah, something like that. Actually. 179 pounds. So it's going to be...
So if you want a brand new Amiga, you don't got to spend like $200
but it's got a brand new floppy drive in it, which is kind of important.
Wait, whoa, depends on the strength of the pound.
What's a floppy drive?
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Ask Kelsey.
Oh, damn.
Shots fired.
Oh, dang. No, not really.
And for the follow-up.
Man, for my
K.O. We're going to miss you, Mike.
I'm going to allow it.
We're going to miss you, Mike.
I'm going to allow it.
We're going to miss you.
We're going to miss you, Mike.
Nothing else to come back with.
But we're going to miss you on this one.
Well, we got stuff to share.
Like a roast.
Yes.
the roast.
I have the best insults. These are the greatest insults you've ever seen. These insults are fantastic. My Donald Trump sounds like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, a little bit.
Roast of Bernie Sanders.
All right, so...
That hurt my feelings. Don't you know that feelings are important? All right, that's it.
I think that was our first topic.
That was our first topic.
And seeing as we're not going to take a ciggy break, we should probably launch right into the second one.
Yes,
we
My can. Feelings are not nearly as important as free college for everybody.
Now that's Bernie Sanders. Well done.
My Bernie Sanders is fucking top notch. Larry David has nothing.
Got nothing on me, bitch. All right, anyway.
Hilarious.
So, second topic is what we've been playing.
We're going to talk about what we've been playing.
Matt, why don't you go ahead and start it out?
Mass Effect 3.
Work your way through the whole trilogy. Dude, you do playthroughs. Like, man, you're like, I'm going to go fucking back. I'm going to play through Fallout 3. I'm going to play through Fallout 4 again. I'm not going to do anything else until I'm done with those. They're like, I'm going to go through the Mass Effect series for the 8th time, but we're going to do it this way. I'm not going to finish until I'm done with this.
This you're dedicated. This is actually only the second time I've played Mass Effect 3. Because I've...
You've lost, yeah.
Because, like, I played it through the first time when I first got it back in 2013, I think it was.
And then you're, at the end, you're like, oh.
No, I was like, that was a really fucking great game. And then I saw that the internet was furious about it. And I was like, fuck you, internet.
You are the ones who are the bollockers.
Yes. So I went back and played, I've played the first one like 4 or 5 times, but I did another playthrough of the first one, and then another playthrough of the second one, and I was gonna start 3, and I was like, I really want to do a FemShep game. I'm tired of hearing this guy's voice. I don't feel like starting Mass Effect 1 again.
FemShep.
I'll do it later.
FemShep was like the better one compared to both of them, apparently.
Yeah, that's because Jennifer Hale is a fucking talented person. Like, she's really good, and it makes the game, like, seriously 10 times better. Like, her performance of the Shepard character, way better than the other dude whose name I don't even know. he's fine, but listening to him for 90 hours, he's got no emotion. All
I was about to say, he kind of sounds like a robot.
Yeah, no, like, Jennifer Hale, like, when she's fucking yelling at someone, you're like, Jesus, yeah, I'm a fucking badass. That's right. Like, I fucking turn around and bring out my sword and stab, name omitted if you haven't played the game, in the side and say, this is for Thane, you son of a bitch. You're like, yeah! Fuck you! So I've got about 5 hours left on Mass Effect 3 now. Because 45-ish
hours. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I have strong feelings about it.
You think?
No way. I wouldn't have never guessed.
All right, Cap, how about you?
I've been milking my honey hole for boxed SNES games. So I traded a Genesis and some games, and I got Choplifter 3 and Super Bomberman 2, which I've been playing a lot of.
Yeah, good.
Super Bomberman 2 is dope. And I got, like, it's nice. And, like, seriously, this guy has, like day one from the store condition boxes. Like,
Jesus.
It's so, and again, like, it's nice to have been build up, like, a trade relationship. So he's been, like, again, I've got a, unfortunately, I haven't been able to do a whole lot of laptop gaming because I fried mine, like, a week and a half ago.
No.
We had a funeral. Played Minesweeper.
Yeah, I mean, played a lot of Minesweeper. So again, I've been hoping to do some PC gaming, but I haven't been able to get a whole lot of that in lately. So it's been mostly console stuff, but again, there's nothing like playing some Super NES through RGB on a Sony PVM. It's just absolutely divine. Like I've been going to these retro game nights on Mondays, and I see people hook up via composite cables onto an older TV and watch the color bleed, and like it's okay. But man, you just put my TV next to it, and I'm just like, oh man, that's goddamn beautiful. It really is. It's
you're just like, check out my skirt, bitch.
It's a religious experience, man. It makes any difference. I will never go back from RGB. It's so nice, and it's a great way to play Super Nintendo and Genesis, especially.
Fuck yeah.
I will never go back. And Super Mario Bros. 2 has been a good majority of that. I've also been called the Ignition Zone, which was called Firemen in Japan. They named it and tried to make it all edgy and cool, but it was by Jalico, and the first one, I'm really disappointed. The second one's multiplayer, it's a little less serious. But the first one's pretty good. It's like a top-down, and you basically go around and try to rescue people from a building that's on fire. But you have to, like, go, it's like a little bit of planning. You, like, choose where you're going to put the fire truck and where you're going to enter the building and what equipment you can carry. You can only carry so much. You can only carry, like, an axe, and, like, there's different types of fires, like electrical and stuff like that. You actually have to, like, bring proper firefighting equipment or go back to the truck to get it. And you only have a certain amount of time, and the fire spreads, so if you don't put it out quick enough, it'll spread, and then you can kind of quell certain areas so it doesn't spread as fast. It'll kind of give you a little percentage bar. So it's kind of like a top-down shooter, but it's a little, like, tactical, which is kind of cool. It's called the Ignition Zone, and it's, like, really cheap. It's only, like, it's, like, $35 a box, so I imagine it's only, like, 10 or 15 bucks for just the cartridge. I highly recommend you try it. It's really kind of an underrated game for the Super NES.
What's you?
What I've been playing. I've actually been playing, too, and it's on, I've been playing, God Eater Resurrection. I didn't get the new one yet because I want to beat the first one. It's, like, kind of Monster Hunter-esque in a way, but it's more... Well, not really. It's just, it's based off an anime series, which I've been carrying up on, where people actually hunt monsters, and, like, they're called origami instead of monsters. And you get more parts, get better equipment, blah, 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 whatever. It's just basically Monster Hunter.
In-depth discussion of the mechanics.
Yeah, it's basically it, and it's just, like, it's Monster Hunter, except more anime. You know?
How?
Just the characters and everything like that. And it's actually based off an anime.
Okay.
You'd have to play it.
I guess.
You don't get anime, Matt.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
All right, Ryan, how about you?
What's you booze like us.
Right.
Yeah, what the heck, man?
You uncovered my trump card!
I think that's the first time the word weeaboo's been used.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're right.
Oh, and
in 4 years, the first time.
Final Fantasy XIV.
Really enjoy the hentai shit, you know?
14.
Tentacles, man, yeah. I get
he
it.
He did say 14.
I'm waiting for 15. I'm waiting for 15 to come out. Then I'm going to lose my life to that, because that game looks fucking phenomenal.
I need to see the movie. It went straight to DVD, I think.
It was. Yeah. Straight. Yeah. Thanks, Funimation.
Well, I mean, I imagine that they, like, looked at their previous successes in the theater. And were like, you know what, let's just put it on a DVD!
A good call.
Probably the best call you could have done.
Yeah, I mean, it looks kind of sweet, but...
Yeah.
Let's see, you have the first Final Fantasy and Final Fantasy Advent Children, the better one of the two.
Yeah, I really liked Advent Children, honestly.
It was good.
Yeah. Better with the subtitles.
Alright, how about you, Ryan? What you playing?
So I'm still continuing on with Destiny, the non-expansion version.
I do.
So I finally hit level like 25 or something like that, or 26.
Vanilla Destiny, yes.
And realized I've done all the content. So now
time to drop more money, buddy.
So I'm like, I don't know.
Time to open your wallet.
Time to pay the pauper money.
Like, oh great, now I can do all these patrol missions.
Yeah, your patrols, like, and strikes, and then raids, and
I heard
it gets
better. I'm glad that I never ended up springing for that game.
I really enjoyed Destiny.
No, not because it's bad, because I feel like I would have sunk so much fucking time into it.
They got, okay, like the vanilla one.
Well, I mean, now they've got like the fucking big packages. I was like, all right, you buy it $80 once, or it's like, I forget how much. It's probably only $70 now.
Yeah.
But they've got like all the friggin' expansions now.
So. All the collections are $60, like, yeah, out the door. Yeah. But if you bought the first one, you buy the second one. Now you're at $120 for the
PC version ever sold?
No, it didn't.
Well, you're at 120 either way if you think about it.
Well, Bungie is saying that they're going to release
Game of the Year edition.
Yeah, I heard that too. That's why Jonas.
The salt is
he's waiting for that.
At this point,
yeah.
He doubled his Xbox. He traded it for some insurance money.
Oh, he lost his Xbox.
No, he needed to insure his car.
Yeah,
the car's way more important. See, there's this thing called insurance that you have to have when you drive.
I know.
Yeah. And when you're 16, and, yeah, that shit's and when fucking you're 16, expensive.
Yeah, but... yes, it is.
Yeah.
So. We make our calls.
Donnie and I will soon be playing on different screens, which means that we'll shake our gaming up a bit.
What, your camping vibe? Really? I'm sorry.
I don't camp. I can run out there and get shot to shit, man.
Jarlene,
day yesterday.
That's why there's such a good
camp. Yeah. She's like, look at my KD next year.
Damn it, Jarlene, when you're right, you're right.
Screw you, I broke even and I got like 20 kills. Yeah, but you got 22 deaths, you fuck.
Yeah. That's usually what happens to me. That's me doing good.
Split screen. Okay, go ahead with the second one.
So, because PlayStation Plus had Resident Evil.
The original, yeah, the HD, yeah.
And
free.
After about 20 minutes of the intro, it's like forever. Finally got to play and ran in the first guy. I forgot how to do anything in that game.
Take controls!
Like, I'm with the knife and like the guy bit my head like 8 times and died. And he says, you are dead. And you gotta start over again. And I completely forgot how to take out zombies.
And yeah. Sit through the damn intro again.
Yeah.
We gotta do an episode on like ridiculously long intros.
That you can't quit out of.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
I've got the winner for that one. Do I have the winner for that show?
I'll start that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Like,
okay, well, gentlemen, we'll all bring in our best intro. I like that as a topic,
I immediately
actually
thought of the one that I'm gonna bring
up. All right.
Isn't Dragon's Lair kind of like just...
Let's not talk
yet! Don't talk yet!
Don't blow your load.
I won't be here, so I am.
But there were a lot of games that you could not quit out of the intro. That's also part of it, too.
Unskippable intros.
Yep.
Gotta love them.
Side note, I was really terrified because, again, I originally played Resident Evil when I was like 7 or 8. So it was like
the late
90s. So, again, when 1999 rolled around, when the events of Resident Evil 1 and 2 happened, because they had the friggin' full motion videos at the beginning of them, I was terrified as pissed and could not sleep on again. Birthday. I was like, all right, well, it's, you know, it's July 8th of 1998, and that's when the Resident Evil outbreak happened, so.
Right.
This is your fault.
I know, I'm sure.
No, it was Jimmy's fault, because he was the one who set up a PlayStation with Resident Evil at a wedding.
Damn it, Jimmy!
Yeah, I specifically remember playing on a Commodore monitor at Jimmy's reception at Tacopin Center.
Oh, God, that's
right. Started by having Jumping Flash on it, which was fine, but then I ended up playing Resident Evil, not knowing it was a survival horror game, and I was
nothing
7.
Nothing better than Jumping Flash.
Which is okay, in retrospect. But you know, I was definitely terrified.
I did
make it pretty far though. I got past first few jump scares with like the Severus jumping through the window and stuff. Yeah. And considering I was only there for a few hours, I mean, I think I did pretty
well. That's pretty good for
for a 7-year-old. But
right,
I was
and I can't kill the first zombie.
Right. Yeah. What was
that? Pistol, don't you?
For me, it's because I did actually dig up my
Doom Pass
recently. Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah. Nice.
So I'm sorry. I just love that game.
Only if you're playing the Xbox version, because Spawn is the best.
Yeah.
Fuck Link and Hayashi's not even close. Link, I'm like, okay, I guess he's got some cool moves. So it was like, oh yeah, he can throw bombs and shoot arrows and stuff. But Spawn, that motherfucker can teleport and fire fireballs and does a soul charge attack that in line that removes a third of your health. He is the best.
Yeah. I pissed Jonah off with Link, man. We were playing it on the Nintendo GameCube. Like, God, there's one right next to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know the name of it. And I was kicking his ass with Link. And I'm like laughing because, you know, he kicks my ass at every fucking game. I'm not good at fighting games. But if you can give me a cheap character like Link, yeah, I can kick ass.
Lot of region, fast as fuck.
Yep.
See, the one thing they went wrong with adding Heihachi was the buttons weren't the same as they were in Tekken compared to Soul Calibur 2. If you think about it, because, you know, you have triangle, square for your punch,
right,
and circle, axe for your left or right kicks.
Yeah.
No, it was circle is just straight up fucking kicking and punching, and that's all you got, and then X was block. It's just like, all right. From a person that actually likes Tekken, that's not how you play Tekken. A Tekken character that you add into a game.
Right.
You sons of a bitches.
All right.
Oh.
I'm
up. Back on Spaz again.
Really?
Space Pirates and Zombies. I've been playing it the last few nights now. God, I love that. It's like it's a top-down. Imagine Leap if it was top-down and funnier. Because it's got kind of a sense of humor about it. I mean, you do get crewmates and then enslave them sometimes and sell them to star bases to put into slavery and do things like that. And it's got a good sense of humor, but the game is just fabulous. It's got nice graphics, a lot of depth. There's not a lot of trading in it really, but there's a lot of killing stuff, and I like to kill stuff. And you've got factions, and I've just been pissing them all off. I've been, fuck it, I want to be on everybody's most wanted list, and it's hard to do because the other faction likes you if you kill one too much. So you gotta just be killing the shit out of everybody
equally,
and make it miserable. And of course, there's zombies and bounty hunters. I can piss them off too.
Piss off the zombies, but they have no feelings.
There's a lot of ship upgrades. You got like a core ship that you can upgrade, but you don't really pilot that one ever. You pilot like a bunch of the small ships that go out to go attack things and do miserable things to other people. It's fun. I like it. They've come out with Spaz 2. I think I mentioned that a couple weeks ago, and that's what got me back on Spaz. Spaz 2 is a great game too, but it's incomplete still. It's still got a lot of stand-ins, so I'm going to wait a little bit before I play it.
Updates and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll play it to death probably when it's done, but Spaz is complete, and God, what a great game. God, I love that game. I'll be on it on...
Almost as good as Space Farmers, huh?
Yeah, almost as good. Almost as good. That game is terrible. That game's notorious. Space Farmers.
Go fuck yourself.
Those devs are gonna hate us.
Yeah, they are.
But yeah, Spaz is great, man. I'll be playing it at NetFest again this year, I'm sure.
Hey, yeah, that's coming up sooner. That's gonna come up sooner than we know too.
Fuck crap.
No.
Before we end the show, let's talk about what we are up to over the next couple of months.
Yeah. Next couple weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks from now, we will be at Game Hole Con. You know. The great thing about Game Hole Con is, if you do a search on Game Hole Con, you're going to find that con.
Oh, yeah.
That's a gamer's con right there. That's a board game con, by the way, video gamers. But, you know, there's some video games out there, too. And we often pull some video games out and just screw around with them. Although, we're probably going to be playing, the card game, the space card game. What's the name of that game?
Conquest of the Stars?
Yeah.
I probably got it wrong again.
Yeah, Stellar Conquest. I don't know.
Whatever.
I got it back here. I should just pull it out. But
Stellar Cartography.
Wait, there's an advertisement for it on our website.
Because it's second of the game.
So if you go to www.guysgamesandbeer.net, you can find out what the hell we're talking about.
So again, that's the weekend of November 4th. We will be up in Madison, Wisconsin.
Live!
Doing live broadcasting and some recordings up there. So stop by, have a beer with us, say hi.
Yep.
What's coming up after that, Rob? Because it's getting midwinter.
And we're doing a... I think we've got 2 hours. They gave us a 2-hour time block.
Nice. Because
last time they gave us an hour and we took up an hour and 45 minutes.
Hey, fuck that.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that, guys. That were
following us. But that being said, we had an audience. Nobody else did.
Oh, that's just mean.
Well, huh? Other people had audiences. They're just...
tiny. Like one or two people.
I guess that does, strictly speaking, constitute an audience.
Yeah, all right. But no, so we'll also be at Midwinter. Again, another really, if you're into gaming, and you're in the Milwaukee or Wisconsin area, Midwest in general, LARPing.
Full-on LARPing,
Full-on LARPing.
That is metal.
They have got some amazing LARPs. So whereas Game Hole is really good for tabletop gaming, if you're into LARPing, Midwinter is your gig. Definitely look at Midwinter. It's held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It's huge.
Yeah, it's
pretty big.
Yeah. It's held in January. It really is a great gaming convention.
This is Game Hole. They're both great. They're just different things.
Which is cool.
They're both cons. convicted cons, but right. They're real cons. They're not like money cons.
Right. They're not cash cons. These are cons put on by people who love the gaming they're doing.
Yeah, you're gonna be playing games. You're not just there to shop. I mean, you're just
no. But in fact, that's one thing about both of them. Their vendor areas are tend to be relatively small. Yeah. Their gaming areas are freaking humongous, but their vendor areas are tiny. So if you're looking to buy a whole bunch of stuff, these are not the cons for you. Cool stuff to buy, but they're not.
It's not the focus.
Not a cash con. Gaming is the focus on this. It's not Gen Con, right? Or all the Comic Cons or all that other junk, where it's all vendor area with gaming going on around it.
Yeah, hey, I had fun at Comic Con.
I'm not knocking that. It's depending on what you're looking for. But if you're looking for good gaming cons, these are both really good gaming cons. You know, depending. And again, whereas Game Hole Con is really tabletop focus, you'll find other things there. But they focus on tabletop gaming.
Yeah, yeah.
And whereas Midwinter has a lot of LARPing going on, they've got some big LARPing groups that get up there and do some amazing stuff. But they've got a lot of tabletop gaming as well, and other things as well.
And full on like armor and like
oh yeah,
and hitting each other with swords.
They go to town at Midwinter.
It's like you know like the I don't know it's if you guys ever seen it's like the full on like knight contact fighting where they dress.
Oh,
up
they
as
do it
knights.
There. Yeah, yeah. We interviewed them. That yeah. So there's a group out of like Eau Claire or something. Where were they? Out of Rob, you interviewed them.
Lightning Bolt.
You're asking me?
Yeah, I was. What the fuck was that?
Lightning Bolt.
I did interview them, but
Lightning Bolt.
I don't feel like we're playing Password. Shall we flip them out? All right. So Rob, go ahead and take us out of this before he says Lightning Bolt into the mic one more time.
Name one thing that Tom's penis has been described as.
Lightning bolt.
Wait a minute. Derek and Kistador's on. Hey, Nerdy! Call this
what
a bunch of tech butts. Love it.
All right.
Is that from today's post? Did that have something to do with the rather gay post I put up?
I don't know. That's always about gay posts.
Well, if Ben is saying I cast magic missile, I'm pretty sure he's talking about an internet video.
No, long ago. Ben is also talking about his penis.
Oh. Well, I mean, when is he?
I cast magic missile.
It never misses.
In your mouth.
Right I was right. He attacks the darkness. Yes.
All right. Rob, take us out.
Huh? Oh. Yeah.
We're getting far afield.
Thanks for paying some attention to Guys, Games, and Beer, even though I clearly did not.
Wow!
You can check us out at www.guysgamesandbeer.net, where you can find out the latest in Guys, Games, and Beer greatest. But don't worry, you can also go on Facebook and find out what all the gay is about. www.facebook.com.
He did say that.
/guysgamesandbeer. This week is going to be Gay Week. We're going to be like posting as many homosexually themed games as we can.
Semen.
Oh my god, that's a good idea. I'm going to just throw it right out there.
That will do
my
that.
Semen. I'm going to throw that semen right out there.
Continue.
Today's game was Chia Niki, which is pretty gay. Don't worry, we support all of our listeners.
All two of them.
Yes, both of them. Hey, by the way, you like Twitter? You like your Twitters? Well, at Guys Games Beer is the place you can go to talk to us on Twitter. Listen to us talk to our devs if you have a computer that speaks to you and reads tweets. Like pretty
Twitter
much every
machine.
Computer.
A Twitter machine!
We got anything else? Anything else around? Nah, that's pretty much
it. That's pretty much it. But, that being said, again, November 4th, the weekend of November 4th, come and see us in Madison, Wisconsin at Game Hole. And if you're not doing anything in January, definitely look into Midwinter. It's a great convention. We'll be up there doing a live panel show there. There's other stuff coming up after that, which you're probably all familiar with MGC that we do every year. But we've got to fly back, Mike. We're going to come down and kidnap you. We've already had this discussion. You don't get a choice on that. Just saying. All right. Thank you very much. Go ahead. Finish.
Yeah, you've been watching Guys, Games, and Beer, and thanks for that, and some other stuff and things. I had something really witty to say, but it's really just not coming to mind right now. So we're going to do the ASMR hour with Guys, Games, and Beer. Hi, can everybody just talk like this real soft? And,
It's been a really great podcast.
Go fuck yourself!
That's it. That's been Guys, Games, and Beer! See you next week.
Ruiner!